Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Why would you have to bring the clothes from two seasons ago out of your closet to have room to put the new ones in? Why? Because it was full. Why you got to pull the three-year-old car out of the garage to make room for the new car? Because it was full of car. Is this the will of God? What else could we call it? The results of the blessing. The blessing. The power to make productive. The power to make fruitful. The power that multiplies so that it fills up with every good thing. Is it God's will for the churches to fill up?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For all, everything you need, your accounts, your everything you use to minister and to bless, to fill up. For you to be full of the Holy Spirit. For you to be full of revelation. Full of love, full of joy, full of peace, full of money, full of stuff. Right? Full of wisdom. Full of the plan of God. Full of the vision of God. And as the years pass by, there are scores that the Holy Spirit multiplies just like you. That were influenced by you. And to say they're like you is you're like him. So it's multiplication from the original seed. Jesus. Now in the 16th verse, this is now into the curse part, that if you won't listen, if you reject God, then the curse will come. And he says, I'll appoint over you terror, consumption, burning ague. It'll consume the eyes, cause sorrow of heart. You'll sow your seed in vain, for your enemies will eat it. What will that result in? Lack. You sow your seed, but it's not productive for you. You don't get to enjoy it. Verse 19, the heaven will be as iron, the earth as brass. So it's the opposite. You don't get what your crops need. You don't get what your seed needed. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall what? Not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. A land that is barren and dried up and unproductive is not a blessed land. It's not experiencing the blessing. It's not blessed in disguise. It's just not experiencing the blessing. You're seeing the curse. And it, in verse 26, when I've broken the staff of your bread, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven. You only need one oven for 10 people because you just don't have enough food to use more ovens. They'll deliver you your bread by weight. You'll get an allowance of an ounce or two or whatever it is. And you'll eat, but what? You won't be satisfied. What's another word? You won't be full. What is that? That's the curse. Tell me the good news about the curse. You've been redeemed from not being full, not being fruitful, not increasing. You've been redeemed from that. That's all part of the curse. And he went on to say, it's actually tough to read. Both here in Deuteronomy 28, he said, you will get in so much lack that in certain times of siege from your enemy, you'll turn to cannibalism. Now that's cursed because you got nothing to eat. How many understand if we see something clearly demonstrated as the curse? We talked about this early on. What do we know? two big things we know. There's no way that's God's will for your life. Because He said it's a curse. And if He wants the curse in your life, how can you understand? Because He said that's not His will. His will is for you to obey and believe and get the blessing. And if I obey and believe and get the curse, I'm hopelessly confused. If it's the curse, there is no way it's His will for anybody on the planet to have it. And the other big thing is if it's in the curse, you already told me. If it's in the curse, I don't have to have it. I have been redeemed. Oh, somebody say glory to God. I've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Oh, praise God. Lift your hands and just begin to thank the Lord. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. Oh, thank you, Lord, for redeeming me from lack, from disease, from poverty, from the curse of every kind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I didn't earn it. I didn't merit it, but you gave it to me. And I believe it. And I receive it. And I declare it. I am redeemed. Woo, glory to God. I'm redeemed. I am redeemed from all the curse of the law. Let me just give you a sprinkling of these, and if you want more, you know, just study and find them for yourself. They're all through the Word. Listen to Psalm 81. He said, I'm the Lord your God that brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Hallelujah. Psalm 107:8 said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness, for His wonderful works to the children of men, for He satisfies the longing soul and He fills the hungry soul with goodness. We talk about this often. Honor the Lord with your substance and the first fruits of all your increase, and so your barns will be filled with plenty and your presses will burst out. Well, that's running over with new wine. Hallelujah. He said, if you receive the wisdom of God and love it and seek it early, Proverbs 8:18, riches and honor are with me, durable riches and righteousness. I lead, he said, wisdom of God in the way of righteousness that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. Amen. Somebody say glory to God. Thanks be to God. And God's ultimate plan, and it will certainly come to pass, is that when all these things come to pass and every prophecy is fulfilled, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. We're not going to live past that. We can enjoy a foretaste, a first fruits of what we're talking about right here, right now, in the remaining years of our life on earth, but in throughout the eons to come, we are not going to be involved in bleakness or barrenness. Come on, do y'all believe me? We're not going to be involved in the curse. All you need to be reminded of. Go to Revelation. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Let me remind you of what's ahead of you. Revelation 22 and verse 1. 22:1, John said, He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. We'll still have healing, hallelujah, for whoever needs it. There shall be no more curse. Oh, come on, did you hear that? Huh? There'll be what?
No more.
We've never been in a place like that. Thank God for the Lord helping us and sustaining us, but everything on the surface of this planet is cursed. The very atmosphere, the curse has affected it, and even beyond. It is to the point where From the Lord's perspective, it is not salvageable. It has been so affected by the curse that He's going to destroy both the surface of the planet and our atmosphere and everything around it with fervent heat and create a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah. Wherein is what? No more curse. That means you can run through the jungle and not step on a thorn. And you won't even get too hot doing it. Or too cold. And if you were to see a lion, you can grab him around the neck. Tussle with him a little bit. And animals will no longer be carnivorous. Animals will no longer tear each other apart for food. The Bible said the lion will eat straw. Like an ox. And lie down beside a lamb and not eat him. See, all of this stuff that people call, well, nature, that's the way God created it. Actually, He didn't. It's fallen. The curse has affected everything. Death is everywhere. We will see flowers that don't die. Trees that don't die. Grass that doesn't die. Hallelujah. No curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Now, this is not just talking about the curse of the law. This is talking about all curse. The curse of the fall. This is talking about all curse will be gone. We won't have any curse at all. And so, for us, this is as bad as it gets. And by the grace of God, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. And we got the blessing to help us be fruitful and be successful in the next years before we get out of here. Basically, we've got it made.
Amen.
Do it. Yes. If you're a believer, yes. If you're a believer, somebody say, I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I got the blessing of Abraham. I got the name of Jesus. I got the greater one. I got the unfailing word of God. I got all the armor of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
I've been redeemed from the curse.
Yes.
I got the blessing.
Yes.
And after this, I got no curse ever again. Forever. Hallelujah. I won't get old. I won't die. Oh, thank God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri, on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me